to celebrate anything about the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, is to celebrate Jesus Christ, her Son, to give her a title, to give her a feast day, to pray to her is all about pointing at Jesus, explaining Jesus, praying to Jesus. And so it is with this solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. Yes, the very word mother causes us to reflect about our own mothers. And yes, to think of Mary as a woman with a child and all the responsibilities that goes along with that humanizes this most saintly of all women. But such a title, Mother of God, is primarily meant to call your attention to the fact that Mary's Son was the human in the flesh, second person of the Holy Trinity. Mary's title, hefty and lofty as it is only meant to cause your mind to explode in theological wonder about the divinity of her Son. And yet, this title still highlights all the virtues we know about the Blessed Mother. Her humility, because her titles even point to her Son. Her quiet raising of a miraculous boy, but she kept all such things silent in her contemplative heart. And her steadfast perseverance at the foot of the cross was about undivided concern for her Son. So you see, whether it is or was her actions or titles given to her, everything points to Jesus Christ, her Son. And that is exactly why you can pray to Mary nonstop and be assured that the Blessed Mother will simply direct those prayers to her Son. She keeps nothing to herself, but passes everything along to her Son because her attention is affixed on him. And thus we pray our daily rosaries and our novenas to the Blessed Virgin in hope that her Son will answer these prayers that pass through the humble heart of his mother. So sure, you can pray directly to Jesus Christ. He is your Lord, and he expects you to approach him often and with devotion. But as Catholic tradition has long showed us, if you go through his Blessed Mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Jesus Christ will know you are serious. He will know you are serious because your prayers came through his mother.